City of London. There is public support for a chief constable's call to raise the legal age for drinking alcohol from 18 to 21, but continued opposition to forcing up the price by raising tax levels. Those are the main findings of a poll conducted for Channel 4 News following the call by the Cheshire chief constable, Peter Fahey, earlier this week. Mr. Fahey's comments on our programme followed the killing of the father of three, Gary Newlove, who was beaten to death outside his home after confronting a group of youths. James Blake reports.
We've just received a telephone call that there are a group of people drinking on one of the local parks.
On patrol in Mansfield, Nottinghamshire, these community wardens are out looking for children drinking in the streets, and they're not hard to find. Each week, piles of cans, bottles and spirits are seized. There is a thriving black market in underage booze, fuelled by parents, siblings and older friends.
They get very brave and very bold, and where somebody might be a real decent kid when they haven't had a drink, when they've had a few, they just turn into a completely different person, and it makes our job can be twice as difficult, really.
Momentum is building for a change in the law. After Gary Newlove was killed confronting youths outside his home, the chief constable spoke out.
Well, I think a lot of people now say that the price of alcohol should be raised, particularly for the higher strength beers and for the spirits.
So Channel 4 News has commissioned a survey. 1,000 adults were asked if they agreed with the police. Should the drinking age be raised to 21? A majority, 52%, said yes. Do you think raising the price of alcohol will reduce antisocial behaviour? Only 25% said yes. Nearly three-quarters said no. In Warrington, this group of 16 to 18-year-olds were asked, would a change in the law make any impact at all?
Young people would still find money. They'd save up or they'd find money somehow.
So if it was raised to 21, do you think that would have an impact on them?
Yeah, because then the people out there getting might get ID'd for it. So it'll stop them drinking.
At Newcastle Crown Court yesterday, another trial involving drunken teenagers. This time a man was attacked and kicked into a coma. Sentencing, the judge said,
youngsters who drink too much will face punitive action. Those who are drunk and abuse the rights and entitlements of those law-abiding members of society will get punished.
So pressure now from the police and the judiciary. And the Channel 4 News survey suggests most people want action too, but by raising the age limit, not the prices.
And you can see further results from that opinion poll on our website.